This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, May 3rd. As the ETF universe expands to more than 2,000 listed in the U.S., innovation is underway in the levered and inverse ETF space. Regulators have approved the first set of quadruple leveraged ETFs, spurring outrage on social media. And Direction has launched five new three-times levered ETFs. Sylvia Jablonski, managing director at Direction, says they're designed to give investors a way to express their opinion about policy changes in Washington.
With the most current headlines today filled with news around policy changes, fiscal, environmental, infrastructural, market participants continue to analyze the impact of the current administration, and they continue to look for short-term market opportunities.
An example, one of the new Direction levered ETFs focuses on the aerospace and defense sector.
Last year, the U.S. aerospace industry set a record for, exports per the AIA. So defense and aerospace are likely to benefit from Trump's spending plans. And as the world events continue to arise, most recently we heard news stories about the Middle East, Asia, investors with a view for increased growth and continued sales in air defense might look to this ETF for a short-term expression to gain access to those sectors.
Direction also launched levered ETFs that focus on the industrial, transportation, and utility sectors, and there's one for Mexico as well. Jablonski on how they should be used in a portfolio.
Levered and inverse ETFs are intended for sophisticated investors who actively, and we sometimes say athletically, manage their portfolios. So they're definitely very much monitoring their positions on a daily basis. They understand and accept substantial losses in short periods of time. They understand the unique performance of levered ETFs, particularly the daily rebalance.
Levered and inverse ETFs account for just 2% of all ETF assets. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.